the dream, you are falling, lost in the listening distance as dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. Tonight we have another journey for you. Some of you may say it's the ultimate journey because it goes further than anybody ever bargains for. The play is called Late Special.
Claire, what time is it?
It's getting on for midnight.
Oh, great. Jeez, that snow's thick. Can't see 10 feet.
Well, then slow down, Vic.
Oh, no, look, I told you I got a deadline. Will you stop nagging me?
Look, you're not going to make it at all if you don't slow down. Look, you're going into the ditch.
Full turn.
Oh, look out, the pole!
Swift current detachment of the RCMP. Due to the storm we are experiencing, all roads in the southwest section of the province are now closed. Please be advised that emergency vehicles and plow crews are having a rough time tonight, and the Mounties want everybody else to stay put where they are until further notice. So if you're already out there on the road, please be careful.
Vic. I can't move. Vic, where are you? Vic, I can't see. I'm caught. My legs.
Oh, my God. I can't see anymore. Oh, God.
Stop.
Well, what are we going to do? Is it my eyes? They're all blood.
You gotta get help, Claire. I can't move.
How?
There's a light over there. There's a building.
How far?
It looks like an old station. Maybe.
I think I can't see it.
Claire, listen to me. That pole we hit. The telephone wires. Maybe there's a phone.
A phone?
If you could get to the station.
But there's no one there. They shut down the line years ago.
Claire, you gotta try. It's our only chance.
But I can't.
I'll guide you. My voice.
I'm gonna try. Where do I get out?
Windshield. The windshield's gone. You can crawl through. I'll push.
All right. Vic, my arm.
It's okay. I'm here.
Which way? Vic,
yeah, you're okay. Just keep going. There. Keep going. Don't turn around. Just keep going.
Vic. God. Hello?
Is anybody here? Hello? There's gotta be a phone. Ah! It's the phone.
Sorry to keep you waiting, but we're pretty busy tonight.
Operator, this is an emergency. There's been an accident. I mean, police. I can't see the dial.
Where are you?
North of Sedley in an old train station, I think.
What's your name?
Claire Acton.
What do you need?
Someone to get Vic. He's trapped in the car. He can't get out.
Sedley Station?
Yes.
I'll keep on it until I get through.
Oh, God, hurry, please, hurry.
Now, is there anyone else who can help?
Oh, my mother. 646, 9373.
646-9373.
Yes, please. Please
okay,
help
now
me.
Now, you hang on. I'm working on it. Hello, this is operator with an emergency call.
Mother, thank God. Thank God.
Claire, what's wrong here? She's hurt, ma'am, but I'm trying the police now.
Mother.
What do you mean? Well, we'll get a crew out.
What for? Mother! We've had an accident. We hit a pole and Vic's trapped in the car. He's bleeding and
oh, no. Oh, no. Are you...
Mother, it's my eyes. I can't see and it hurts. I'm in an abandoned train station. Sedley, I think, is a few miles north. There's no one here.
The operator's calling. Listen, honey. They'll get to you as soon as they can, but... Claire?
What?
Honey, it may take them a little while to get to you. The roads, everything's stopped.
But Vic will freeze to death.
Claire, you've got to keep your head.
No, but Vic...
There's nothing you can do for him, honey. He'd tell you the same thing.
You're right.
You've got to be strong, dear. The police...
Hello? Hello? Mother? Mother? Hurry, please. Hurry. God. Who's there? Please?
You're a bit of a mess, ain't you?
Well, who are you?
Don't fret.
On the highway, it's Vic. He's...
I heard about it all on the train. He's been looked after.
Looked after? Oh, good.
God, who
Let's
are...
Let's just see your damage here. Yes, it's your eyes, isn't it? Seems the rest is just bruises and cuts.
It's my arm. It hurts.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Maybe I can... There. How's that?
The pain, it stopped. It doesn't hurt anymore.
Mm-hmm.
How did you...
Oh, it's just a little trick I picked up once.
But my eyes, they...
Well, that's another thing, ain't it?
I thought these tracks were abandoned.
It's sort of a special deal, see? They send me out now and then to pick up a few passengers that don't take the usual runs. Tom Parker's the name. Been making this run since before you was born.
I'm Claire Acton. The storm, it stopped.
Yeah, they do that sometimes. Don't bother me one way or t'other. You can't stop a train. Snow, hail, rain, or dust. Old 2946 just plows on through.
My eyes. I'll never see again.
Well, most everybody gets chopped up sooner or later in them automobiles. Biggest killer since they invented wars. Besides, you could be worse.
You don't understand. I was a photographer. I need my eyes.
Maybe you'll get your sight back.
Oh, don't be stupid. I'm blind. It'd take a miracle.
Well, them doctors ain't got that far yet. But you got to admit they don't know everything there is to know now, do they?
What do you mean?
Well, they don't know how to sew your eyes back now, do they?
No one does.
What if someone did?
What do you mean?
Just what I say. Seems to me that'd be worth something to somebody like yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure would. Be worth anything at all.
You mean it?
Of course. And now you'll tell me you can fix them.
That's right.
Oh, sure. So what's your price, huh? Money? I'll give you all I've got, and then you'll do some magic. Is that the deal?
I got all the money I'll ever need. And I sure don't expect to be paid before I've done the job.
You're serious, aren't you? What would you want?
Well, a man gets pretty lonely from time to time. And a beautiful woman like you.
So the sight of blood turns you on, huh? Now, if that's all you want, why don't you just take it? I mean, nobody will hear me scream. I couldn't stop you.
No, that's not my way. You have to choose it of your own free will. I'll give you back your sight if you agree. Your part of the deal is you'll be my woman whenever I come here. And you'll make tea for the passengers waiting for me. That's all.
Make tea? Mister, you're as crazy as they come. But I'll tell you, if you could make me see again, I'd sign an agreement in blood.
No, you don't have to do that. I can take your word on it.
You actually think you can?
There's nothing to think about. Hold still.
What are you doing?
I'll just touch you.
Your hands are they're like ice on fire, and it's...
Oh!
Chief, it's you. It's you.
Who else would it be?
Oh, the blood. It's so bright. Vic. Vic, you can help Vic.
I told you he's been looked after.
But you did it. Just like you said.
As you get to know me, you'll see that I'm a man of my word.
Your word? It's a miracle.
Something like that.
I didn't think... never...
You're not thinking of backing out, are you?
Well, I just didn't think... But he's... But Vic...
He's your friend. You think he'd object? Especially since you're getting your sight back.
No, but...
And a bargain is a bargain. Right?
Right. Believe you've been a conductor all your life.
I don't much like to talk about myself.
Who are you?
I said I don't want to talk about it.
Sorry.
Never mind. Just get up. You got work to do.
Work?
The rest of your bargain. The passenger I come for, he'll be here soon. See if you can find tea or something. It's the last he'll be having for a long time.
Storm's up again. You want some tea?
No.
I'll have some.
Why are they always late? Why can't they just come?
Who are they?
People. Ordinary, everyday people.
Why are they...
Quiet!
Is this them?
It sounds like it. Open it.
All right. Vic! Can't believe it. Oh, Vic, I'm sorry. Oh, Vic. But you're alone. Where are the others?
Others?
The rescue people. Tom said you've
Tom?
Been... Yes, Tom. He's the conductor on the train.
Hello, Vic. It's you.
Of course. Who else?
Vic, he fixed my eyes. You know each other?
Let's just say that we're old friends. Very old.
So, that explains...
It explains what? What's going on?
In the car, the blood wouldn't stop. No one came. Except you. It was cold. Got colder. Light on the station went out. Everything black. Then... Woke up, already walking, and now you're here.
As big as life.
Yeah, I know you. You've come to get me.
Get you? Oh, that's ridiculous. Vic, we didn't know this had happened. How could he...
He knew.
Sure, how could I not?
Vic, stop playing games. Talk to me. Tell me what's going on.
Oh, I'm sure you'll figure it out, Missy. But Vic and me have to get going. Unless you want a cup of tea first.
Please, won't one of you tell me what's going on?
A smart girl like you needs telling. Come on.
Goodbye, Claire.
But you can't. You can't just walk out like this.
Can't we? Don't be a damn fool.
No, I won't stay here. I'll leave.
You just do that. But you remember that you and me got a bargain. You go more than 10 steps from this station and you'll be back like you was before. Stone blind.
You wouldn't.
Try me.
Your number from the operator, but the line's been dead for hours. Are you okay?
Yeah.
I've been calling the police, but they won't do anything. They keep saying the storm's too bad. Claire, Vic,
Mom,
is he...
He was just here. He was fine.
What? But you told me he was trapped. That
he was bleeding, but he went to sleep and then he woke up and he walked into the station and then. And then he went away on the old steam train with the conductor who fixed my eyes, and I've
Claire,
been...
Claire! Claire! Listen to me. You've got to hang on, Claire. We'll get help to you as soon as we can, but you've got to be strong. Claire, you've got to hang on.
Hang on. Hang on. Hang on.
Watch your step, Frank. There's a lip on the bank.
Huh? Oh, yeah, thanks, Dick. I guess we can leave him.
He ain't going anywhere.
No. Jeez. I never saw one so bad. Where?
Yeah. He was a good reporter. She's supposed to be in here.
Yep. Miss Acton? Claire Acton? There you are. Now don't worry, you're going to be fine.
I'm all right.
Everything's going to be all right, miss. We'll get you to a hospital in a jiffy.
I'm not going to the hospital. I'm not leaving the station.
Yeah, sure. Now you've been in a bad accident, Miss Acton. We found your car up the road, you see. Your friend,
He's gone on the train. I've got to be here when it comes back.
Yeah, sure. We'll just get you fixed up in town, then you can come back.
I'm not leaving.
Right.
What are you doing? I'm not going with you. I'm never leaving here. Never.
Sorry, lady.
No.
But you're in no shape to decide that.
No.
So if you won't come, we'll have to carry you out.
No, no. Let me go. I can't leave. No.
Okay, I got her.
No.
Let's go.
Please. No. No, you... Oh, you don't understand. No, I... Ah! My eyes! It's all gone.